Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 22nd. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today our reading is in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 19, and then we finish our reading in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. There was an evil king named Ahab, and he really wanted Naboth's vineyard. And he thought, since I'm king, I should have whatever I want. Let's read and find out what happens. 1 Kings chapter 21. Now there was a man named Naboth from Jezreel, who owned a vineyard in Jezreel beside the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. One day Ahab said to Naboth, "Since your vineyard is so convenient to my palace, I would like to buy it and use it as a vegetable garden. I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will pay you for it." But Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance that was passed down by my ancestors." So Ahab went home angry and sullen because of Naboth's answer. The king went to bed with his face to the wall and refused to eat. "What's the matter?" his wife Jezebel asked him. "What's made you so upset that you're not eating?" "I asked Naboth to sell me his vineyard, or trade it, but he refused," Ahab told her. "Are you the king of Israel or not?" Jezebel demanded. "Get up and eat something and don't worry about it. I'll get you Naboth's vineyard." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them in his seal and sent them to the elders and other leaders of the town where Naboth lived. In her letters she commanded, "Call the citizens together for fasting and prayer and give Naboth a place of honor. And then seat two scoundrels across from him who will accuse him of cursing God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death." So the elders and other town leaders followed the instructions Jezebel had written in the letters. They called for a fast and put Naboth at a prominent place before the people. Then the two scoundrels came and sat down across from him. And they accused Naboth before all the people, saying, "He cursed God and the king." So he was dragged outside of the town and stoned to death. The town leaders then sent word to Jezebel, "Naboth has been stoned to death." When Jezebel heard the news, she said to Ahab, "You know the vineyard Naboth wouldn't sell you? Well, you can have it now. He's dead." So Ahab immediately went down to the vineyard of Naboth to claim it. But the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down to meet King Ahab of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be at Naboth's vineyard in Jezreel, claiming it for himself. Give him this message. This is what the Lord says. Wasn't it enough that you killed Naboth? Must you rob him too? Because you have done this, dogs will lick your blood at the very place where they licked the blood of Naboth." Wow. What a horrible story. King Ahab was horribly selfish in this story. He let his desire to have Naboth's vineyard get out of control. Ahab didn't care how he got it, even if it meant having Naboth killed. We all have strong desires and want things. That's when we need to be careful that our desires don't control us. The best way to fight those desires is to talk to God about them. Let God help you keep things under control. This is what Galatians 5, 16 and 17 says. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what our sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you're not free to carry out your good intentions. Amen. Well, we've done it again. We've gone through another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. But before I do, I want to send a shout out to some folks. I want to say a big hello to Miss Albright and the kids at Classical Christian Academy at Fort Myers, Florida. So glad to have you guys on this journey in the Word. I can't believe we get to do this together. And to all our listeners out there, remember this: you are loved. All right now, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.